Hey, everybody. Billy Newman here with the Fresno Rodent Control Podcast. And today's show is called How Can Fresno Homeowners Distinguish Between Mice and Rats? Hear that scratching in your walls? Finding mysterious droppings in your pantry? Before you panic and call in the cavalry, knowing whether you're dealing with mice or rats could save you hundreds in pest control costs. And today, I'm going to show you exactly how to tell the difference. Let's start with the basics. Size matters, folks. Think of mice as the compact cars of the rodent world. They're running around with tiny 2 to 4 inch bodies, ears like satellite dishes, and tails as thin as a piece of string. Rats? They're more like the SUVs, rolling in at 6 to 9 inches, with smaller ears and tails thick enough to make a mouse jealous. And if you get a good look at their faces, mice have that cute pointed snout, while rats are rocking more of a blunt, boxer dog look. Now, these creatures have completely different personalities. Mice are like curious teenagers. They'll explore everything, nibble on whatever they can find, and don't really care if it's broad daylight or midnight. Rats? Total different story. They're like careful burglars, hugging the walls, sticking to their favorite food spots, and mostly coming out when the lights go down. The evidence they leave behind is just as different. Mouse droppings look like dark rice grains scattered around, while rat droppings are more like small olives. And trust me, you'll notice the difference. Looking for entry points? Mice can squeeze through a hole the size of a dime, but rats need at least a quarter-sized opening. And both leave these greasy marks along walls from their fur, but rats leave tracks that look like someone ran their dirty fingers along your baseboards. Just last month, I had a call from a homeowner in Northwest Fresno convinced they had a massive mouse problem. But when I got there and found droppings the size of my pinky nail and burrows outside that looked like mini cave systems, I knew right away, Norway rats had moved in. Different problem, different solution, and knowing the difference saved them some serious cash. Here's your takeaway tip for today. Grab your phone and take pictures of any droppings you find. Then grab a quarter and check those entry holes. These two simple steps will tell you exactly what you're dealing with and help you get the right help fast. This has been Billy Newman with the Fresno Rodent Control Podcast.